Picking up a question and answer session, reporters and Texas House Speaker Joe Strauss, the tail end of Strauss's response to the question about when committee assignments will be announced.
Until they're done, they're not done.
Okay.
My intention is late this week, but again, I've got still have some work to do.
From your friends in Washington, breaking news this morning about possible immigration reform.
Yeah.
What would you like to see the outcome of that be so it doesn't hurt Texas?
I think it's very encouraging. I don't think any of us have seen details, but I think it's very encouraging that members of both parties in the Congress are working together on something that has been at an impasse for years. And as a state policymaker, I welcome bipartisan solutions. And as a state policymaker and the most important border state, I'm very anxious for them to be successful this time.
What are the things that should go right, and what are the things that you fear might happen in the devil's in the details?
Well, let's wait and see what they propose, but it's encouraging that they're willing to go public with what typically are private conversations. So let's see what they have to say, but I think being realistic about 11 million people who have been here for a number of years and policies related to making sure that they can continue to be part of our economy, which they clearly are, is critical.
What will we see from the legislature on immigration this year?
I don't know that you'll see a lot. The last session, you didn't see much either. Well, you saw a lot, but nothing became law. So I'm hearing a lot less divisive discussions regarding immigration, and a lot more positive discussions about workforce, the economy, and trying to keep things on track in a state that's done pretty well in the last few years.
Do you think that's a response to the election?
Pardon me?
Do you think that that's a response to the election results?
Well, I think you have to go back to the Texas Republican Convention in June before the election. There were a number of us that were understanding of the awkward position that many people in this party were taking, and I salute leadership in the state Republican Party for taking it on. And it only was proven more, it was only even proven more correct with the election results. So I think we're on the right track, and to lower the divisive rhetoric and to get more realistic about what's important for our economy and for our culture.
Doesn't hurt the economy's going so well.
Well, it always helps the economy's going well, but we can strengthen our economy with some smart policy decisions out of Washington regarding highly trained people who aren't citizens of the United States and attracting them to come do high-tech work. And so it's a complicated issue, but I'm encouraged. And I've been a fan of Jeb Bush's for a long time, for example, who's been talking about the need for tackling this thing in a comprehensive and a logical way.
Any idea what the governor's going to tell you tomorrow? Have you guys talked about agenda for the session, and is he going to try to set the table?
Well, I think I don't really know what he's going to say tomorrow, but I hope he continues to talk about some of the things we've talked about privately, which are very much in sync with the things that we've been saying in the House in terms of addressing water and infrastructure needs in a growing state. So, but the rest of it, he hasn't shared with me.